Today, we will dive into a captivating painting titled My Country, created by the dynamic husband and wife duo Damien Marx and Yilpi Marx-Atira. Together, they weave stories from both women's and men's dreaming narratives through their artwork, blending traditional iconography with intricate dot work. Isn't it fascinating how art can tell stories from generations past? The concept of dreaming, or Jukurpa, is deeply intertwined with the lives of Aboriginal peoples, especially in the regions surrounding Papunya in central Australia, Damien's home. Each dot and line in their work reveals much more than just aesthetic details. They signify places of cultural importance, such as campsites, ceremonial grounds, and essential water sources. When you look closely, you'll notice representations of small creeks and rock holes, areas abundant in bush tucker, and even the rugged landscape with its caves and hills. Have you ever thought about what goes into creating a map, especially one that resonates with cultural identity? Now, let's explore the origin of the dots in Aboriginal art. These dots have been used as a means of expression for thousands of years, appearing in carved artifacts and ancient rock galleries. You might even recognize them from sand paintings or body painting during ceremonies. Initially, these dots were possibly utilized to create a shimmering effect on the surface of objects or bodies. Think about that for a moment, how a simple dot can evoke an energy field or a powerful aura around a design. Isn't it incredible how a small element in art can carry such profound meaning? Before we delve into the visual elements of My Country, it's essential to understand some foundational concepts regarding Aboriginal art. Firstly, you'll find that Australian Aboriginal art is regional in style, meaning it draws its form and content from specific local cultures that differ widely across Australia. Each region has its own stories and traditions, making the art uniquely reflective of that place. This storytelling aspect is powerful, as the art encapsulates knowledge and beliefs passed down through generations. Connections between the stories represented in art and individual experiences are vital, too. The stories often hinge on family lineages, where specific groups of people act as custodians of cultural events. You might find it interesting that many artworks are produced communally, reinforcing social values and group cohesion. Isn't it wonderful to think about how, through collaboration, artists can share in the telling of their stories? Now, let's transition into the painting itself. Looking at My Country, you'll be greeted with a vibrant tapestry of colors, deep blues, earthy browns, and fiery reds. The intricate dots create an almost three-dimensional experience, their arrangement guiding your eyes across the canvas. It feels like you're peering down from above, as if the painting is a topographical map of a significant landscape. You might notice how the circles and swirls give a rhythmic quality to the artwork. The layering of colors creates a sense of movement and depth, and it might evoke feelings of connection to the earth or a longing for adventure. Can you feel the energy radiating from the dots? Perhaps you are moved to reflect on your connection to landscapes and places that hold meaning for you. As you observe, consider how the composition invites contemplation. This isn't merely a painting, it's a dialogue, a reflection of the artist's deeply rooted knowledge and experiences. How does it make you feel? Is it a sense of peace or perhaps contemplation on heritage? Each viewer might walk away with a different impression, yet all interpretations can be valuable. In essence, My Country serves more than an aesthetic purpose, it acts as a powerful reminder of the importance of cultural heritage, storytelling, and communal memory. It invites discussions around identity and the significance of place. By engaging with this artwork, you are not just witnessing a piece of art but participating in a larger conversation about culture and history. Let's take a moment to appreciate that dialogic quality that art possesses.